Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, this is the time in the show that management would want me to tell you about the 11th annual Fan Golf Tournament. You can now sign up over on our website, 1080thefan.com. It's the first thing that pops up when you visit that site. Signups are now open. The date of the tournament, Tuesday, June 24th. There will be two start times. Shotgun start, 7 a.m., 1 p.m. It is being presented this year by Toyota. We've also got a lot of other fun sponsors in the door, including Angel's Envy Bourbon, Cazadores Tequila, Maestro Dobel Tequila, Pelican Brewing. Really, all the booze ads, all the booze brands
all the tasty stuff
will be there. But of course, your lawyers like George McCoy at Warren Allen, the Philbrook Law Group, 1-800-DIVORCE, Battery Exchange, if you need some batteries. They're all involved, but you can sign up your foursome now over at 1080thefan.com. Our shows will be out there. When I say our shows will be out there, our hosts will be out there. Our shows, I do not believe, will be live as they were not last year, so that the hosts can mingle with you, the players, the patrons, the golfers. And I'm also going to be pushing Mr. Cooley to not make producers come in and do best ofs, because I think that seems silly. We should all go out to the course.
I know. I think there's a way I think we can auto schedule it to where nobody has to be here.
Potentially,
like
it takes a lot more math.
This
and
is
I'm not
behind
great at
the
that.
Scenes stuff here.
How the sausage is made.
Yeah, the math. We all have to math here as radio nerds. And
I hate mathing. Yeah,
I really enjoy the show.
Can't
thank you.
Do it.
Bye.
Cannot math to save my life.
I'm not much of a mather, although. Well, no one cares about this. I was going to say, I did score higher on my math on my SATs than my language, and I don't consider myself a math person.
Did that help you at all in life?
No, I do think that. This is a stupid conversation nobody wants to get into about. Do you remember when we were in school and people would be like, well, do you think you're just going to be walking around with a calculator in your pocket your rest of your life? Actually, I have been for the last 15 years with an iPhone.
Well,
so,
and at that point, some people had them on their wrists with that little Casio calculator, like clock or watch.
So there was already
was.
A way.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Teach me how to work smarter, not harder. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the round one of the NFL draft. We're about 40 minutes away from the first pick of round two. The Cleveland Browns have that pick. Tons of speculation swirling about whether Shedeur Sanders could end up there. I believe the odds on him being a Cleveland Brown are now somewhere in the minus 400 range. So whether it's this pick, whether they slide back and it's a little later, that is seeming like a higher likelihood, but we'll get into the Shedeur stuff a little bit later. What were just your impressions of the first round of the draft, from it being in Green Bay to the players that got picked, to the commissioner, the suits, the pomp and circumstance? What did you think about last night?
I mean, I kind of thought it was just the setting in Green Bay seemed really cool. They got lucky with the great weather because, Wisconsin, it is, I don't know, a questionable time of year. So I just was kind of jealous, frankly, of everybody hanging out there. Kind of was weirded out that they were serving food in the green room to all of the people sitting at their tables. Like, there was literally a menu for all these draft picks and their families to
order
from.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that literally, you could order sliders. You could order, like, some kind of local Green Bay style donut that was on the menu. And I'm just like, dude, who wants chicken fingers while they're sitting waiting to see where they're going to go and what their future is, at least for the next four seasons or so in the NFL? Like, that was a little weird to me.
The one thing I will say is that, you know, in the event that you assume that they're there an hour before it starts to, they may be there all night, you're not going to want something to eat over the course of 4 hours. But then again, you're in your suit. You don't know when your number is going to be called. And I would imagine all those guys are nervous, so are you really chowing down? Probably not.
No, exactly.
You can go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
Probably eating a butter hog. Why not? Butter beans are a real thing. I think they're canned most of the time. But anyways, no, so I think I saw it in like a mom's hand, and I'm like, is she ordering food for the table? Like, I could not eat. But beyond that, a really funny joke to start it by Clay Matthews essing on the Bears, if you didn't see that.
I did see that.
Yeah, kind of had a little diatribe like, I just got a call from President Donald Trump. And that, of course, brought some boos, which is stupid. Just, God, it can't even say his name. It's ridiculous. But it wasn't even about him. It was about the Bears still suck because they're in Green Bay. And I saw one of their draft rooms had like the Vikings toilet along with the Bears sit-down toilet. So Okay. Everybody going to the bathroom was either peeing on the Vikings or taking a poo on the Bears.
I like that.
Isn't that fun?
I've seen like the typical like college town bar or whatever where they throw like the opposing logo in the urinal or whatever, but that's not bad. And you know what? I would think that most like NFL franchises as businesses would be above that. I like that they're not. I like that they're leaning in. Like, yeah, we hate you that much. Our excrement goes on you.
Well,
there you go.
Frankly, in Minnesota, I hope they've got the same thing for a Green Bay toilet. Like, that's what you need to have. But then, kind of getting into some of the more serious stuff or the actual happenings of the draft. Love seeing former Pac-12 guy Cam Ward going number one overall.
Yep.
We obviously got to watch him up close here in the PNW, so a lot of Cougars fans feeling some feelings, as they should have. And just honestly excited to see what he can do in Tennessee. I think that there's really no chance that he's going to be a bust just because of his talent level. He is so elite at throwing the ball and can stay in the pocket, and that's obviously why he was the number one overall pick. Love to see Travis Hunter going to Jacksonville, and the pure excitement out of Travis Hunter.
Seemed real. I like that.
I love when these kids are just, there's some of them, you know, NBA or NFL, that just walk up so stoically, like they're trying to act cool or they're bigger than the moment.
Or they've been expecting this forever, so whatever.
Yeah, or literally, like they don't even want to be there. And it's like, dude, there are millions of kids watching, hell, millions upon tens of millions of adults watching that wish that they could have been or could be in your shoes right now. So I love to see the excitement from one Travis Hunter and a few other guys like Colston Loveland look pretty excited.
The kid Booker who went to... But you know what? And I don't know if it has more to do with the setup or if they even just got coached by the production team there.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, this year specifically, the guys looked way more hyped on their way to the stage. And I know that they all submitted their own like walk-up song once they got picked. That's probably going on in the tunnel. And then they've got the place where they're supposed to pose with the hat and all that. But for whatever reason, some of the guys were going down the tunnel like they were like ready to charge out onto the field and hit somebody. Others were like they were going to a party, but
I loved it.
There was a genuine and excited energy about that, and that's the fun part. It's not the sitting here saying this guy's going to suck, this guy's going to be great, but we don't know. Actually, no, we're going to have to wait 3 or 4 years to know for sure. But cool moments all around, and then I really liked just as far as the excitement and the crowd part of it when we finally got to Green Bay's pick and they picked a wide receiver for the first time since 2002 in the first round, and so the crowd was hyped that they got a receiver there, and it wasn't like some boring position pick. And I that reaction for the night was maybe the coolest part for me. Like, everybody waited around to get that pick, and then as soon as it was announced, it was like, bah, eruption. It was great.
Can I also add to the second pick of the draft was not announced, one Travis Hunter to the Jaguars by Roger Goodell, the commish, but former Oregon Duck and winner of the Walter Payton Award, Eric Armstead. And I just want to say, as a lifelong Duck fan, I mean, I've been watching these guys for near 25 years, and to see the growth of the program that was, you know, kind of on the outside looking in as far as talent getting into the NFL, not really looked at as a feeder school, to now not only being a feeder school, but Oregon talent being just all over the league. I mean, you've got stars on the offensive side, you've now got stars on the defensive side, and that's the one that was kind of, you know, hard fought, that the big guys up front and the defensive side, Oregon just was never there because they're not the SEC, they weren't the Big Ten, that's just not the guys that they could recruit. They have transformed into a whole new program, and just to see, it was just so cool, and frankly made me a little emotional as a Duck fan seeing Eric Armstead there giving that speech, making that pick. It kind of was just like, Oregon football is here. They've been here, and it's something that we wanted for years as Duck fans. It's really nice to see.
And he's had an interesting journey, too. When he first got to San Francisco, he didn't stick right away, and there was even question whether they would pick up his option eventually, which they did, and then he helped them get to Super Bowls, and now he got a nice big contract with the Jaguars as well. But he had a career that didn't start perfect at the professional level and has gone great, and now he's the most, you know, influential off the field player in the league as far as what he's able to do to give back, which I think is really cool. I met Eric Armstead on the day that he committed to the Oregon Ducks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh yeah.
So he was still in high school, albeit still a giant. He was still 6'7", 6'8", and like built like a freaking house.
Just looked like a man.
But it was, so he was a, I think he was like Sacramento area. He was a Northern California kid, and Oregon basketball was playing in Berkeley in a Pac-12, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday night game. And because I was living in the Bay Area at the time, I went to the game, and he had announced that his name had been in the news cycle just for Oregon fans and Oregon recruiting. So I knew like what he looked like and I knew how big he was. And I turned the corner in like the hallway on like the concourse. And there is a man that is at least a foot and a half taller than seemingly everybody else. And he's wearing an Oregon shirt. And I'm like, and I just look at him as if we would have been on a first name basis. I was like, Eric? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, man. And I just like, I didn't say congrats. I didn't say hello. How are you? I just like, it was like, I'm meeting you and you committed to the Ducks today. Like, yeah, man. And I just hugged him and he was cool with it. So
you sound like drunk college kid. I love it.
I probably was, but yeah, very cool moment for him. Lots more to get to in the draft. And you mentioned Oregon Ducks. We had two of them taken in the first round. And a couple stories related to both of them. One of them heartbreaking, another lighthearted and heartwarming. But we will get to that coming up next. Plus, the Shedeur Sanders saga drops all the way through round one. Where will we go round two? I'm going to have to get to that before we get to the first pick of the second round coming up at the top of the hour. But for now, we'll toss it over to Ortner, who has the SportsCenter update.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.